عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرحمن علم القرآن، خلق الإنسان، علمه البيان. الشمس والقمر بحسبان، والنجم والشجر يسجدان، والسماء رفعها ووضع الميزان، ألا تطغوا في الميزان. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Most people in this life face a common challenge and a common problem. And this problem is how to balance our life and our time, how to manage our time, how to meet the demands that we face, how to fulfill our duties towards ourselves first, our family members, our friends, the job, the work, the education, the mosque, the community, and so on. And many people, they say that we have no time for anything. We are always running, but we cannot meet these obligations. And our life is in such disarray and disarranged that we feel always we are not doing enough and we are not fulfilling our responsibilities. Why this happens? It happens because of a reason. It happens because God says, we created your life in balance. You have to keep it in balance. You have to manage your time. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ. God created the heaven, He raised the heaven, this cosmos system. He created this cosmos system and He introduced, He puts forth, He sets forth the balance. وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانِ أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. That you don't transgress in this balance. You don't violate this balance. You have to manage your time. You have to manage it wisely. The reason why sometimes we have no time for anything and we are still running, because sometimes we focus on one area while we are neglecting other areas. We fulfill one duty while neglecting other duties. But once we plan, if you plan very well, and if you maintain and keep this balance, do not transgress. Each dimension of your life requires certain amount of effort and time and attention. Each dimension of your life. You should not serve one dimension excessively at the expense of another dimension or another group. And I found a beautiful hadith in the tradition of Ahlul Bayt, the family of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And specifically from the seventh Imam, Al-Imam Musa ibn Ja'far Al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wassalam, who's buried in Baghdad, who speaks about how to manage your time, how to create equilibrium and maintain this balance, so you would be able to fulfill your duties to all these dimensions of your life without neglecting a group, without neglecting any dimension of your life. He says, ijtahidu, ijtahidu, struggle and strive to structure your energies. You have to structure your energies around these four goals and four dimensions of your life. Number one, اجتهدوا في أن يكون زمانكم أربع ساعات. You divide your effort and your time around these four dimensions, four aspects. All of them are important in your life. All of them requires attention and care. Number one, dimension number one, سَاعَةٌ لِمُنَاجَاتِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. One dimension is the dimension of ibadah, worshipping. And worshipping has a broad meaning. سَاعَةٌ لِمُنَاجَاتِ اللَّهِ. The ibadah entails, number one, taking care of yourself, your relationship with your Lord. Ibadah is not only prayers and Quranic recitation, it's also reflection. Reflection, you need to take some time to reflect on your life. We don't do reflection because we always run. We work like a machine. And when you work like a machine, you would not give yourself a chance to pause for reflection and for meditation. You have to reflect. تفكر ساعة خير من عبادة سبعين سنة. When you use your brain, when you reflect, when you meditate, for a period of time, it could save you. It could save your entire life, rather than only going up and down. Some people are interested in up and down, ruku' and sujood with no understanding. This is called rituals. A ritual does not save you. Neither would benefit you. Rituals would not save you. Don't waste your time in up and down. This is why God says 5 daily prayers. The rest, I want you to use your brain. Tafakkur. Use your brain into giving good direction. Evaluating yourself first and giving good direction to yourself in this life. In the midst of this up and down, you would not find some time to reflect on who you are. What are you doing? What direction you are following? تفكر ساعة خير من عبادة سبعين سنة. So this is one. One dimension of your life is ibadah. And the core value of ibadah is reflection. تفكر. The second dimension, وَسَاعَةٌ لِأَمْرِ الْمَعَاشِ. Obviously, we need to work. We need to be producers. A Muslim who is not a producer is not a good Muslim. A Muslim who is only consumer, he is only consumer, and he produces nothing, no goodness, no benefit, has no value. His faith has no value. Allah is the first producer. He produced everything we need. The Anbiya, the Prophets, the Imams were producers. Hard workers. They never wasted their time. They were never lazy. They worked not 20 hours a day, 24 hours a day. 24 hours a day they worked and they produced. So وساعة لأمر المعاش. You allocate ساعة, it means a period of your time, not only 60 minutes, a period. وساعة لأمر المعاش, to sustain your family, to be producer, to help yourself, your family, and your community. And your community. Sometimes the work that you do earns you money, dollars, and sometimes it earns you thawab, a reward with God, credit with God. Credit with God. Sometimes you do a voluntary work that does not earn you money, but it earns you respect and value and reward from your Lord. So this is the second dimension. The first is service, ibadah. The second is ma'ash, sustenance, sustain yourself and your community and advance their cause. And third one, وَسَاعَةٌ لِمُعَاشَرَةِ الْإِخْوَانِ وَالثُّقَاتِ, to socialize. You have family and friends. You have family and friends. I speak sometimes to some people, why don't you visit your parents? He says, I don't have time, I'm busy. This is not an excuse. This is not an excuse that you neglect your parents. Neither an excuse to neglect your extended family members or your friends. If you manage your time wisely, you can have enough time to visit your parents and your family members and friends. وَسَاعَةٌ لِمُعَاشَرَةِ الْأُخْوَانِ. مُعَاشَرَة means to socialize, to interact with good friends, الإخوان, والثقات, those that you have confidence in them, that those that you trust them, الَّذِينَ يُعَرِّفُونَكُمْ عُيُوبَكُمْ. The good friends are those who would tell you about your mistakes and your faults. They are so honest with you. They are not diplomatic with you. They are true friends. يُعَرِّفُونَكُمْ. They introduce you to your faults and mistakes and weaknesses. يُعَرِّفُونَكُمْ عُيُوبَكُمْ. وَيُخْلِصُونَ لَكُمْ فِي الْبَاطِنِ. There are two types of people around you. Some people who just smile in your face, but in their heart they don't smile. They have no love and no respect. Others, they smile and also they have love and respect for you. يُخْلِصُونَ لَكُمْ. They have ikhlas. They love for you what they love for themselves, and they hate for you what they hate for themselves. Those people, you have to grab them, to be around them. Take those people as close friends, valuable friends, and listen to them. Listen to them. Listen to what they say. Do not ignore them. Do not turn your back to such valuable friends. If you find such people in the community that they are dedicated to you and they are honest with you, then do not turn your back to them. Listen to them. Listen to what they say. Listen to their advice. Listen to their suggestions. So this is another dimension of our life. The community. We learn. We socialize. We empower ourselves. Sometimes you feel down, but a phone call from a friend, good friend of you, it takes you up. It energizes you. It brings you back to your good mood. When you have good friend who speaks positive, who gives you hope in this life. So be around such friends. They are assets to you. You will benefit from them. They are big support to you and your family. This is number three. Number four, وَسَاعَةٌ تَخْلَوْنَ فِيهَا لِلَذَّاتِكُمْ مِنْ غَيْرِ مُحَرَّمٍ. Enjoy your time. You have to relax. Definitely you need to relax. God never said always prayers, always service, always production, always learning, always working. He said you have to give yourself, your body, your soul some rest. So you may pursue your hobbies. Some people have hobbies. One of them is sports. One of them, some people says, I read during my free time. I have books. I read. I learn. These are hobbies. Sometimes people travel. فَمْشُوا فِي مَنَاكِبِهَا وَكُلُوا مِنْ رِزْقِهِ. When you afford the traveling, when you afford it, Travel, Allah says, famshu, travel in this land. Travel to learn. Look at other cultures, other groups, other countries, other religions, how they manage their life. Go and learn from them. Interact with them. Expand your horizon, your understanding. Do not just live in one small community and you think the entire world is in this spot, in this family, in this neighborhood. Travel to discover other nations. One of the objectives of Islam is لِتَعَارَفُ. We created you of different and various tribes and races and colors. لِتَعَارَفُ. So you recognize each other. You recognize each other. So this is important, to pursue your hobbies, but these hobbies that do not entail unlawful acts, unlawful behavior. Stay away from that. Stay away from anything which is unlawful and go after the ones that are lawful, recreational activities. Enjoy your life with your family so you can refresh. You can refresh your soul. You can refresh your mind and your body. And the Imam says, with this, the third one, وَبِهَذِهِ السَّاعَةِ, pursuing your hobbies and going after recreational activities, تَقْدَرُونَ عَلَى السَّاعَاتِ الثَّلَاثِ. It would enable you. When you're always tired, you would never enjoy ibadah. Believe me, even when you read the Quran, you would not enjoy it. When the mind and the body is tired, you would never enjoy your family, your kids too. So you have to refresh yourself in order for you to enjoy the rest of the dimensions of your life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهما السلام وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه عباد الله أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره سئل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عن خيار العباد فقال Our noble prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم was asked يا رسول الله Who are the most virtuous people in the community? من هم خيار العباد? In your opinion, who are the best, the elite in the community? He said 5 points. He gave 5 characters. He said, number one, الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَحْسَنُوا اسْتَبْشَرُوا خِيَارُ الْعِبَادِ, the most virtuous, when they do a positive act, when they do an act of wholesomeness and goodness in the community, they become excited, they become happy, and that would motivate them into doing more and serving more. So when they do good, they relax. An act of goodness induces them with sense of hope and sense of tranquility. إذا أحسنوا استبشروا وإذا أساءوا استغفروا. And if they do an act of evil, damage, hurt, they hurt someone physically, emotionally, they hurt themselves, they hurt their family members, their neighbors, they go and apologize. They go and seek forgiveness. They go, they have the guts and the courage of going and saying, sorry, I did hurt you. I know I hurt you yesterday, last month, last year, and I'm sorry about that. I feel sorry. وَإِذَا أَسَاءُوا اِسْتَغْفَرُوا. This is a good characteristic of a good believer. A good believer is never arrogant. Faith teaches us to be humble. To be humble, not to be arrogant. Not to deny when we are confronted that you did something wrong. We say, no, I'm not wrong. You are wrong. This is not the akhlaq, the manners of a good believer. A good believer admits when he or she does something bad, he would admit. He says, yes, this is the amal of shaitan. I'm a human being. Sorry. I know. This is a moment of weakness. وَإِذَا أَسَاءُوا اِسْتَغْفَرُ. When they damage, when they hurt, immediately they resort to forgiveness and they seek pardon and they apologize. Number three, وَإِذَا أُعْطُوا شَكَرُوا. When they are served, when they are given something, when they are helped, they appreciate that. They give thanks. They give thanks. Some people, when they are helped, when you help them, when you give them, when you save them, when you guide them, they never turn to say thank you. I've been to some countries, you know. They ask about direction. You give them direction, he says, okay. That's it. He goes, you know. He never knows. The culture there does not know how to say thank you, at least. You spent some time with me, you told me to go this way and that way. They don't know these things. This is not good. The Islamic culture is a culture that is based on giving thanks and appreciation and respect for others. We have to teach ourselves and our children always to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. From morning till midnight, always say thank you. Always appreciate what others do to you. This is a good character. مَنْ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْمَخْلُوقِ لَمْ يَشْكُرِ الْخَالِقِ. If you are unable to thank people around you, definitely you would never be able to thank God. And the hadith says, أَشْكَرُكُمْ لِلَّهِ أَشْكَرُكُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The most person who's thankful to God is the one who's the most thankful to people around him. So if you neglect people, if you turn your back to them, you will turn your back to God. Do you want to say thank you to God? Say it first to your mother, to your father, to your friend, to your wife, to your husband. You know, husbands and wife, they don't say thank you to each other, alhamdulillah, in some cultures, not American cultures, in some cultures. If you ask him, why don't you say thank you to her? He says, thank you to her? This is her duty. Or if you tell them, why don't you say thank you to your dad? He says, this is a duty to pay me, to bring money. Yes, it is his duty. God says, it is my duty. God says, it is my duty to help you, to sustain you, to give you food. But at the same time, you have to give thanks. Giving thanks, it means that you appreciate, you have heart, you have mind, you are a human. You appreciate the value of this job, of this service, of this help. وَإِذَا أُعْطُوا شَكَرُوا. That was number three. And number four, وَإِذَا ابْتُلُوا صَبَرُوا. When they are put to test, they are not defeated. They are not broken. They don't break down. They are patient. الصبر من الإيمان كالرأس من الجسد ولا إيمان لمن لا صبر له. Sabr and patience, steadfastness, represents the head to the body. Can you see a person walking without head, without a brain in his head? He can't. It's very vital. Sabr is vital to our faith. Sabr gives value to the faith. وَإِذَا ابْتُلُوا صَبَرُوا. There is ibtila and test and affliction every hour in your life. Every hour in your life. Sometimes mental, sometimes physical, sometimes social, sometimes political. There is. So you can't be defeated in the face of these afflictions. You have to be strong. You have to continue your journey in this life. وَإِذَا ابْتُلُوا صَبَرُوا. Number five. وَإِذَا غَضِبُوا غَفَرُوا. When they are outraged and angered by someone or something, they forgive. And this is exactly the wording of the Quran in Surah Ash-Shura. وَإِذَا مَا غَضِبُوهُمْ يَغْفِرُونَ. The qualities of the good believers, when they are insulted by someone, when they are outraged, they are angry inside, but still they have the capacity to curb this anger. The person comes to the Prophet. He says, Ya Rasulullah, علمني عملا لا يحال بيني وبين الجنة. Teach me to do something in this life, so when I see paradise in front of me, nothing can intercept between me and entering paradise. Nobody, nothing can stop me from making it to paradise. The Prophet said to him 3 points. Point number one, قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لا تغضب. Try to control your anger, your wrath. Try to control it. This is number one. Number two, ولا تسأل الناس شيئا. Try to help yourself by yourself. Try to live on the minimum so you do not ask people for help for yourself. You may ask them for help for a project, for something in the community that benefits the community, but not for you personally. Do not ask. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you go to God, God will send people to serve you. They will come and serve you. Don't go directly to people. Don't. You have honor. You have dignity. You have value. Ask Allah. Allah is closer to you than and more compassionate, and He listens better than others. This is number two. And number three, وَأَرْضِ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تَرْضَى لِنَفْسِكَ. Accept for people what you accept for yourself. So don't do something to people that you don't accept it yourself. Don't. Don't. Whatever you accept for yourself, accept it for people too. And don't do to people what you don't accept to yourself. If you follow these three instructions, then the road is open for you too. Paradise, inshallah. So these are the most virtuous qualities of a believer. This coming Thursday, we're going to have our 19th or 18th annual youth camp near Big Bear. Encourage your young ones to go and enjoy recreational activities, intellectual activities, ibadah. They become better. It's really... It gives them energy, it gives them direction, it gives them a boost to their character. And this is what you need to do to your children. If you are protective of your children, if you care about them, then you have to send them to safe places where they interact with others. And in my humble opinion, after 20 years working with them, I think these are safe spaces for our young generation in America. So pick up a flyer and encourage them to go to the youth camp, which is beginning July 6th until July 9th. And on July 9th, Sunday, from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., we're going to have the Eid Carnival and the picnic at William Mason Regional Park, not far from here in Irvine, in the city of Irvine. Again, pick up one of these flyers. And tonight, in about an hour from now, or 2:30 p.m., we're going to have a workshop on mental health awareness, which is necessary for us as parents, as brothers and sisters, husbands and wives. We need to educate ourselves on this important issue in our community, mental health awareness, by Sayyid Mahdi Al-Qazwini here. It begins at 2:30 p.m. until 6:30 today, inshallah, Friday, here in the masjid. And we give condolences to our brother, Ustad Sahib Al-Kadhimi, for the departure of his younger brother, Al-Hajj Hadi Al-Kadhimi, who died a few days ago in Cairo. And inshallah, the Fatiha is going to be this coming Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. at this masjid, inshallah. Also, we give condolences to the family of Hajj Guderzi, who passed away. He used to be here in the masjid. And also to our sister Fariba Arab for the departure of her sister Faranak Arab, who passed away 4 days ago in Washington. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat tabi' allahumma baynana wa baynahum bil khayrat innaka mujibud da'awat innaka ghafirul khati'at innaka mahis sayyi'at وجاعلها حسنات إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية وعجل في فرج إمامنا وسيدنا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.